Here's the latest local sports news on ESPN Radio 850 and 900.
Good afternoon. I'm Kelly Eichhorn. The NBA regular season is coming to a close, and the Miami Heat pick up another win, beating the Chicago Bulls 105-93. The Heat reached 36 home wins to set a new franchise record. Miami's LeBron James says he's focused on improvement for the playoffs.
Well, I'm just trying to continue to push the button. I want to continue to get better, maximize my potential out on the floor. I feel like if I get better, it makes our team automatically better. So that's my mindset going into every offseason when I assess, you know, things I can improve on. And, you know, I came in this season a better player.
The Heat play again tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Moving over to golf, Adam Scott becomes the first Australian to take the green jacket after winning the Masters on Sunday. Tiger Woods was also in the mix, finishing in the top five after his two-stroke penalty on Friday. Woods says he had some struggles on the green.
I had a hard time getting accustomed to the speed. The speed was so much slower than it was yesterday, and that's before it rained. Then it changed pretty dramatically, so I struggled hitting the putts hard enough. Every putt I left short probably for the first eight holes.
Next up is the RBC Heritage at Harbortown Golf Links this weekend in South Carolina. Switching over to some orange and blue, the Gator baseball team completes the first weekend sweep of the season after defeating South Carolina 14-5 on Saturday. Florida improves to 19-18 and 8-7 in conference play. Gator head coach Kevin O'Sullivan says the team has matured after going through a tough part of their season.
I think we played a really difficult schedule, and I think we've kind of been through some, you know, some tough times early in the year, and I think we're starting to grow up a little bit. You can't expect to have innings like that, 8-run innings and 10-run innings, but overall, I do think that we're playing better, and I think the schedule we played early on is hopefully, it certainly showed this week, and I think it helped us, and obviously, hopefully it'll stay that way throughout the rest of the season.
The team travels to Fort Myers on Tuesday to play Florida Gulf Coast. More sports scene with Steve Russell next for ESPN Radio 850-900. I'm Kelly Eichhorn.